Oh, we got another caller in.
Love Talk Radio.
Wait, who else is on the line right now?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello? What's up,
hey, Shane?
Yeah.
What else?
What up?
Who else calls from the 425? I'm the only 425. Washington number.
Fuck, I know everybody's number memorized, guys.
Oh,
I was
man.
Like, we finally got our first call.
Did I already ruin the show? Did I already fuck everything up? Oh, man.
Not really. We got our first caller in. We got our first caller in.
Hey, all
right. It was honestly perfect timing. All right.
Well,
well,
all right.
We don't need no intro on this one, guys, because we already know what's up. But just in case you don't know what's up, I'll give you one anyway. Yo, need help? Got questions? Want to laugh? Just need to vent. Well, look no further than Ask Me Levi, hosted by the sweetest chick on the airwaves, Lacey, and co-hosted by me, Dakota, duh, and Shane tonight, because what up?
What up?
What
up? I just wanted to listen in, and this is the easiest way for me to listen, you know? Live.
I know.
Online.
Well, welcome.
And maybe I can, maybe I'll interject a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
We're hanging out. Yeah. The murder
of a wonderful wife. I am down.
All right.
All right, guys.
First, we're going to start off. We have some news that we wanted to bring up, random news, which we have our little space for. We've been doing the last few shows.
Yeah. Right. Well, this week's random news is, and some of this is out of Florida, guys. So let's see. I got two Floridas and one California, and it's all about the same of nuttiness. So a Florida man pulls up to a random house and shits on the doorstep, and it was caught on the doorbell camera. The person who owns the house has no idea who the dude was. No, has no idea why the dude shit on his doorstep. The dude shit on doorstep.
First off, okay, I just want to say, for the vast portion, I guess, of this show, please don't ever do that anywhere. It's not sanitary. It's not, you know, usually you get public indecency or nudity or, and three, why? Like, what would possess you to poop on somebody random for? Like, I get it if you don't like the person and, you know,
I have considered pooping on people's porches, but none of them were random. Like, that motherfucker shorted me on a sack of weed, and I'm going to go poop on his fucking doorstep. But never out of the blue was I like, well, look at this motherfucker's house. Screw him. I'm going to go poop on his doorstep. Plop, and just run off. But then you don't ever get caught, too. It's kind of like murder. You got to do it randomly. So if you're going to be a pooper or a murderer, you got to do it randomly.
Or murder, yeah.
You'll be a random. You'll never get caught. They're still, they put on the news too. Like they're actively seeking this pooper because he won't stop pooping on people's houses.
Why do I feel like this is going to be the next like hit murder show? Instead of it being Dexter, it's going to be like Deucer or something, where some dude goes around catching people shitting on doorsteps.
Right. Like he's like he's kind of like an anti-hero. He only shits on shitty people's doorsteps.
Yeah,
you know
he only
I mean?
Shits on the shitty people's
doorsteps. He only shits on the bad guy's doorstep. So it's kind of okay. But it's also like, why are you pooping? Like, what are you doing, Dexter Pooper? Yeah, that'd be a good show. I'd watch it.
Well, Lord. The guy, just to add to the story some here, the dude's house, the guy, the homeowner's, he bagged it up, or the cops bagged it up when they sent it off to some lab, so they're trying to catch the shitter.
Oh, they got DNA.
Oh, guys, it gets better. This one was out of Florida. This one's out of California. And it's, speaking of doorbell cams, a California man gets caught licking people's doorbells, and the only reason he got caught doing this was he was licking one for over 3 hours.
What the?
Whoa. The snozberries taste like snozberries. Hey, do the snozberries?
Yeah, like for 3 hours.
Snozberries. Nom, 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 nom.
That's dedication. 3 hours. One, how did you not get dry mouth? Two.
Oh, man.
What was the motivation?
How did you not how did you not like accidentally ring the doorbell with your tongue as you're doing it too, though?
I guess you know.
He had to be like lightly licking the doorbell for 3 hours.
There's people that can tie cherry stems, so I guess he was, you know, light with the tongue. I don't know, like why. Why?
Wait,
would you
okay. I'm gonna throw you in the situation. If you guys are the homeowner and you guys just happen to like look on your doorbell camera and you see some dude just like looking all retarded licking it, what would you guys do?
First off, I'd probably spray the doorbell off of like something that would be spicy or something.
If I looked out there and caught him live, I would go spray the guy. I would open the door and Febreze the shit out of that motherfucker.
Hell no.
I would, because I'm not one to call the police. Like, I'm just not one to do that. But I would call the dudes in the white coats to haul him off to the mental institution. I would call the crazy. I'd call the loony bin and be like, I got one for you. He's been licking my doorbell for an hour. They're like, sir, have you called the police? I'm like, no, I'm not going to call the fucking police. He ain't hurt nobody.
Right, he's just licking the doorbell.
He's just licking my doorbell. Like, come and take him and get him some meds. Get this motherfucker.
Okay, look at it this way, though. In the world we're living in now, is this considered attempted murder because he is spreading his germs to your doorbell?
That's a good point. It might be monkeypox. Monkeypox.
Yeah. This fucker might be monkey and pox up the neighborhood or some shit.
Oh, man.
I mean, that was arrested during the first, like, round of COVID for coughing on vegetables and stuff in Walmart. Like.
Yeah, I've heard about that shit happening.
Can you imagine somebody using their tongue and licking everything? Like.
Well, wasn't there some famous chick get in trouble for doing that to a donut or something?
No, I remember that. No, this bitch would go into Walmart and, like cough and burp on stuff to be, like, a TikTok star. It was, like, a TikTok thing or something, or YouTube or something. And, fuck that bitch anyway. What's your problem, bitch? And she was a nasty, like, a big old fat, ugly bitch. Like, and you know I got no problem with fat bitches. Y'all know that. But when they're ugly, too... You know what I mean? And they're coughing and they're rubbing shit on their pussy and putting it back on the shelf. No, if you rub it on the pussy, it's yours now. You have to buy that. You now have to take that up to the counter.
Okay, good. I'm glad he said you have to buy that. You can't just tell people it's theirs because then you're going to have like a million girls running up to a school and things on their speeches.
That's your thing.
No normal woman would do that, Dakota. You know that?
Like, dude,
we live in the middle of Crazyville, Tennessee, okay? I live in the middle of Crazyville, Tennessee.
Hey,
there's nothing normal in this town.
For a car. I'm shopping for a car, right? I go to the car lot. I look at the cars. I look at the options. I take a couple of test drives. And then when I take my dick out and rub it on the car, that's my car. I have to buy it. It's mine now.
Shit. The town shit. On the – remember? Do you guys remember the show Pete and Pete? They used to come on Nickelodeon?
No, I never saw that.
Okay, it was the show that used to come on. The town on it is more weirder, or the town here is more weirder than the town on there. And if you ever see the show, or any of the listeners I know, you guys would get what I'm getting at.
Jesus.
All right, and our last but not least bit of news is a chick gets caught shoplifting. She gets caught shoplifting a $8 watch. But has over $1,000 on it.
Well, that was just a challenge. Like, challenge accepted. She was just trying to... It was almost like, watch me do this. Like, what you failed at, by the way, because you got caught. But...
You failed at because you got caught.
Failure at last, honey. I guess that was her bail money. Like... Why? An $8 watch and $1,000. That was a poor decision. Poorly executed. I mean.
It was poorly something. So, you want to let them know about some bad shit that's happened to you the last few days? you know, about somebody spending your money in, like, Texas or some shit?
Yeah, I ended up updating one of my loans that I had, and you update your card every time. That way, with, like, you have available money, they just go through to your card. And as soon as I did that, all of a sudden, the card was hacked, and people were trying to, they spent money at a BP and automatically started sending in money, trying to use it for, like, PlayStation just subscriptions. And, like, before I could call and I got somebody on the line with my bank, they already stole $100 from me. So, but they have got my card closed down now, and they're still trying to use that card right now, which is completely stupid, but it's good that they've done that. They can trace it back to try to find the person. But they're like,
right,
trying to use it, get like a Lyft ride. They try to use that today. They try to get another subscription off of PlayStation today. Went to a Chinese restaurant today, but it was all declined because the card is turned off. So they're still trying to use the card, thinking that probably I don't have money on it, I'm going to get paid in a little bit, and that there's going to be money. You know?
They're going to, yeah.
That's
they're gonna,
crazy.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, luckily that it happened when it did, when you were switching your card over.
Yeah, I'm lucky that I have a mobile app, and, like, everything that I use my card for comes directly to me as a text message, because I wouldn't have caught that and had my card turned off.
Oh, did y'all got the internet in your house now? You can look on the online. You can look on the internet.
Yeah,
on
good.
The internet.
Good. No, good, because seriously, man, that would have sucked if you just got. I always worry about that because I think about it now, like, if somebody stole my PlayStation, it would suck. Like, you stole my PlayStation, you fucking douche. But all my credit card information's on there. They could just, like, buy games and shit off my shit until I shut it off.
Yeah.
And how do you even shut off your PlayStation account? I don't even know how to do that.
Right.
Like, how do you even let Sony know, hey, somebody stole my PlayStation. Don't let them buy $500 worth of games.
Here's another crazy thing, too. Right after Lacey was telling me about this, one of my coworkers and one of Lacey's ex-coworkers, same thing happened to her.
Yeah.
But they got, like, they got, like, over $1,000 off of this person. Because she just got paid and had money on her card, too. And they literally
just got paid. Oh, she thought she was going to get paid rent. Nope, not this month.
Well, Lacey, you know who it is. It was Miss Hope that it happened to.
Well, that sucks. I hate that for her. She worked pretty hard.
Well, the bad thing about it was this is about the fifth time in the last 3 years that I know of that this has happened to this lady.
Yeah. And, like,
why
is
she
such a victim?
I honestly, I think it's somebody close to her. You know, I ain't trying to stir anything up. If anybody's listening, I'm just saying. To me, it sounds like it's something that somebody that knows her information or something. You know what I mean?
Because literally,
it's crazy. They know to get her after her payday. you know what I mean?
And the sad thing, I'll tell you from experience, from what I'm dealing with right now, they're disputing the charges, showing that I'm not the area that the charges come through. You know, so I can get my money back. But it will literally take up to 2 to 3 weeks for me to get the money returned. So,
ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah. So it's like, that's great, except for, you know, I'm poor now. Like, I have $16 to my name. And, you know, luckily, I done paid.
If anybody who's wanting to buy any panties, Lacey has some for sale. We got you.
We'll
advertise the shit out of this for you.
Panties for sale. Panties for sale. Panties for sale.
Panties
good
for
ones,
sale.
Too.
Panties for
juicy.
Sale.
Juicy. Real juicy. And these are summertime panties.
Up front so that I can send them
Hold
to
up.
You. Don't just say I can't.
Yeah.
These
are summertime. These are summertime panties. These are the premium, like, if you're a penny snipper, you don't want the winter panties. The winter panties ain't got no salt to them. You want the summer panties, which are now available for, what, $50 a pop? $50 for a pair of sweet panties to sniff? There's some sick bastard listening right now. $50. $50 well spent.
$50 a pop, $2 for $75. We got you.
Oh, man.
You got to give a half off on if you buy
one. I don't want to call it stink. It's not stink. It's musk. Her
this
musk.
This girl will be proud. You ain't getting up to the camp right now.
Oh, Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah. The show is taking a turn. Let's
anyway.
Go back in.
But, you know, that's just one type of scammer is the credit card scammers. There's a bunch of different, you know, scammers out there. You got your – I get these all the time on Facebook where – and I know they're so fake. And this is how I – like, I won't even reply back, and they'll reply back to their selves more or less, and that's all you know.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like – it'd be some random chick I don't even know, right? And it'd be like, you're cute, and I won't say nothing back, right? Because, you know, no offense, I get this a lot, so it's not new to me. So I won't say nothing back, and then it'd be like, do you have a Cash App? I want to send you $500 on your Cash App. Send me your Cash App information. Give me your email address. Give me this. What's your mom's maiden name? And this is like, yo. Breathe, girl, breathe.
Hold on now. Wait a minute. But, you know, like, dudes fall for that because otherwise they wouldn't do it. Like, it works. It obviously works.
See, I don't know how people fall for it, though. And you hear about it all the time, too. Just like that back in the day. What was that big one that used to be, like, when email was, like, becoming popular back in the late
90s? I'm a Nigerian prince.
Yeah.
I'm a Nigerian prince or some shit. I got this money, but, like, I can't get it out of my bank account. I need your help to get out of my bank account. I'll give you 10% or some shit. But for some reason, you had to send me $100.
Yeah.
To prove that your bank account
is like, what?
Shit. Yeah.
Or,
the Nigerians were pulling that for a while.
Do you guys ever get these ones where they'd be like, hey, I'm locked out of my Facebook account. I need your email address to get back into mine. And it's like, why do you need my email address?
Absolutely not.
The crazy thing right now is that they actually have you set up somebody where, like, if you're hacked, like, you have one person that they can reach out to help you open your account back. So it's a real thing. So people have utilized this now and are scamming people and making duplicate accounts.
Oh. Well, see, somebody – okay, now this – I don't know what they ever ended up doing with this or whatever, because, like, I never figured out who did it or what. But somebody, and I – this is going to sound stupid, but, like, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I was fucking around on Facebook, and I – like, you ever just get bored and, like, look up random things, right? Well, I was looking up some comedy shit I did, and then another comedy page popped up. And it's where somebody was pretending to be me and taking gigs.
Oh, yeah, except for it was a girl.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Why?
You remember? I think I sent you the shit, Lacey,
no,
when it happened.
No,
I was like,
bro, but it's not like you're not like Louis C.K. It's not like your name is famous and you're getting gigs and somebody can like get a gig
right, that's
off
what
your
I'm saying.
Name.
Thank you.
No offense.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's
but
weird.
I'm saying, like, why would you even? That's so fucking weird. That's creepy.
But the weird part was that it was a woman and she was going at it like. She was him,
weird.
And she didn't her, and she was the king of comedy, and she was the, like, it was,
she said something like that, right, and then a bunch of people off of my Facebook account saw it and was, like, going off on her in the comments, like, no, Dakota's this, no, you're stealing his shit, and all this other stuff, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, in some of his jokes, like, he had put on his page, he had copied and pasted them on her page. As her own stuff, and it was weird. It was the weirdest thing. I'm sitting here thinking, why? The funniest thing was, like, she shared one of his pictures, right? And it's a picture of him with a joke in the background. It's like, it's you didn't even change the picture.
Well, see, a lot of people don't realize I've been writing jokes and posting them between MySpace and all that shit for like the last almost 20 years. So, of course, I'm sure some people use the same joke that I have or vice versa and shit, right? But
yeah,
I've never had it where somebody just literally steal my joke, like literally just copy and paste like she says.
Like,
you know, not share it or anything. Was more like, yo, I – and it was weird. Like,
it was
really
odd. Yeah,
there's some weird fuckers out there.
Yeah,
maybe we can get her on the show and ask her, dude. I'm down for that. Like, we can bring
her
on, and I'll be like, "Yo, girl, I'll try. Honestly, I'll see if I can find her. I think she's on my Facebook still. Something keen.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, I'll see if I can find her and we'll try to get her on, dude. And then, I don't know, I've had a lot of weird fans write some shit, you know. Like, I've had somebody accuse me of stealing my own joke and then tell me that, oh no, then their friend write me saying that, no, that I wrote the joke that this guy stole my joke or some shit. It was weird. This happened years ago. Yeah. Like, literally, no, this is like, I want to say like 15 years ago, right? I posted a joke. And some dude writes me, some other comic or something, and writes me, he's like, hey, man, I have a joke like that. So I was like, my bad, bro, and I pulled it down to be nice and shit, you know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, I was like, my bad, you know, like, I apologize,
well,
everything.
Well, see, the thing is there's a difference between, like, having a joke that's kind of similar, because there's only so many
right.
jokes.
Well,
jokes are like music.
What,
listen, man,
right.
let me make a point. Jokes are like music. There's only so many notes on a keyboard, you understand? And so everybody takes that one keyboard and tries to make different music with it. Same thing with jokes. There's only so many things that happen in life. There's only so many things that everybody can relate
right.
to at any given time. So there's going to be similar jokes. But when it gets to be like word for word jacking shit,
yep.
that's what,
right.
So I mean, somebody may have very well had a joke before you wrote yours.
Well, here's the thing, though, like, the dude that
yeah.
wrote me originally and said it, right, I guess was this guy's friend.
Yeah.
Well, the friend or whatever that supposedly had the joke, he writes me and goes, hey, bro, I want to apologize to you. I stole your joke. Like, he said my joke
oh.
joking around or something, and this dude took it, like,
oh.
saw it and thought I did it or some shit, and this dude
well,
was like,
odd.
Nah, like, yeah, you know, like, he went back and
yeah.
made it better, you know, hey, bro, you know, I took your shit. But I just... It's one of those things in my mind, like I'm, like you're saying, there's only so many premises out there, you know what I mean?
Right.
Of course,
I mean,
people
I mean,
are going to have the same
I mean,
premise.
There's so many jokes that, like, you can say, like, somebody stole from somebody, but because that happens in professionalism a lot, because these guys
oh, yeah.
will go to open mics and listen to a joke, and then they'll rewrite it and put it in their own shit. Carlos Mencia
was bad about that shit.
So that happens, but what happens more than that is just like it's like a similar thought. You just think that something's funny, like of course somebody else has thought that's funny, you know, and that's why you get laughs
right.
is because you say something that other people are already thinking anyway. That's
yeah.
when you nail it in comedy.
Exactly.
When you say something, I'm thinking it already, but you put it in the perfect words, like no fat content, just the perfect joke, and so. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of that, especially on the internet. You will get that, you know, and you got to be cool about it because it just happens, you know. But like, you know whether or not you stole a joke,
right?
If you straight up stole a joke, you know what I'm saying?
Well, see, that's yep. why I didn't trip out when the guy said that to me. I was just like, my bad, because I just like what you were saying. I figured
right.
it was like a. He had a joke like that,
well,
same premise
doing,
or something.
When I was doing stand-up, I was doing open mics. I was doing showcases. I was hosting shows. I got to that point where I was actually hosting shows and shit. And I would tell a joke and somebody would be like, hey, that kind of sounds like such and such fucking, who knows, fucking, it sounds like a Bill Burr joke. And it totally did,
right.
so I quit telling it. But I didn't steal it. It's just we did both thought the same thing was funny.
Right.
Right.
Well, see, a lot of people
you know what I mean?
Like a lot of people tell me a lot of my
joke.
Stuff sounds like Mitch Hedberg. Like a lot of people say it. My jokes are kind of like his.
Yeah.
Where there's no just like back to back premise to like
quick.
They connect.
Well,
yeah.
you don't tell stories. You tell jokes. Quick
yes. Thank you.
One liners and shit. That's your shit. You can even say like. Rodney Dangerfield is also the same speed. Like, I can see you as a Rodney Dangerfield kind of comic. You know, those...
Oh, dude, he's one of the best.
Quick. Oh, he's a goat. The Rodney Dangerfield. Holy shit.
For sure.
Oh,
for sure.
Me and Rodney Dangerfield have the same birthday. You know that?
Oh, that's mm-hmm. crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
lie and say me and Richard Pryor
birthday.
Have the same birthday. Just so I can sound cool for a minute.
Yeah, for a minute. Sounds cool for a minute, and then you sound like a dork again, like me. I sounded cool for a minute.
You hurt my feelings, dude. Because it's probably my favorite comic of all time, him and Red Fox.
Hey, I feel like I'm talking too much on Lacey's show. Isn't this Lacey's show?
Hey, we hijacked it. Did your duo have taken over tonight?
Oh, jeepers. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'll take from this, like, everybody.
Did you just say, oh, jeepers? Did you just say, oh, jeepers? When did this become an episode of Scooby-Doo?
Jeepers.
Oh, jeepers. Jinkies.
Jinkies, yeah, jinkies. Well, I know, but hey,
okay,
Lacey,
we'll shut up now. It's your show.
Advice. I want to know what advice Lacey has to give this week.
Only have 5 minutes.
What's going on with that?
No, I restarted the timer. Rich. We got ten. I restarted the timer.
Okay.
I will say from what we talked about right now, the advice that I would give from that is that if you're into comedy, you're doing something like that, or you're a writer or anything like that, be open-minded, be professional, because everybody, like we said, understands that sometimes we have the same thoughts. I mean, that's why we connect
right.
with people. So be professional and be understanding. Don't be a douche. and don't outright copyright. Okay. moving on. So
don't outright copyright. Sorry.
One of our questions came in was actually directed towards Dakota, and the question was, how did they get started with podcasting? Advice on how to get started, like to do something like this. Stand-up comedian.
Advice number one: do not listen to a lady named Sherry. Advice number two: go to a different platform than Blog Talk. You're good to go from there.
Also, have confidence in yourself, even if you only have two listeners.
Oh, advice number three: your ego has to be as big as mine.
Oh, jeepers.
Deflated a little bit. Yeah.
No. To answer the question, though, how I got into podcast, how I got broken into it, I was asked to be a guest on somebody's show. And they said I did such a great job. I was asked to be a guest on another show the next night. They said I did a great job. I was asked to be a guest later on another show. And that led to them telling me I should do my own show. And that's 3 years later, here's what we're doing.
Yep. And remember when you get started that you're not going to have all these listeners to begin with. It's going to take time. So don't get discouraged and freaked out that you only have maybe one or two. Also, social media is going to...
Another important thing to remember is to sell your panties. Sell your panties online.
Lord, I
on your podcast as much as you can. Get that money. Chase that money. Don't forget.
I do recommend this, though, guys. If you guys do want to make any money off of a podcast, get sponsors and do not use Blog Talk, because they, I think, keep the money from your sponsors. But, you know.
Blog Talk is hobby shit, because the sound quality isn't that good, and there's a lag. So when we talk over each other a lot, because there's like this half a second lag when you call in. There is, and we talk over each other all the fucking time, and it's so annoying. But there's no getting around it because there's a lag, and so then you also get like weird silences, like everybody's waiting to talk. And nobody's talking. So the best thing you can do is to do it locally if you can. If you can do it from a microphone from your house and your guests come to your house and also talk on a microphone, that's the way to do it. If you want to make money and shit.
Right. So if you're not in the same area, you can't do it in the house or whatever, if you do YouTube and you do like Zooms, like, you know, you can do, like, Zoom call-ins and actually be there.
Yeah.
Hoping one day that we'll actually move on like that, because
looking. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm in too, guys. That's my goal, to get all that going.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I'm a simple I'm just a simple stoner that writes jokes. I don't know shit about all that.
Right.
That's for me.
That's why we got
if you
want to...
If you want to know how to make a bong out of banana and a fucking coconut, hit me up. If you want to know how to fucking unwrap a McDouble with one hand while you're staring, driving down the road with the other one, hit me up. But besides that, I don't have any
Dakota, talent. Check it out, bro. Check it out, bro. Check it out, bro. Your pinky, Lacey is the brain, and I'm the scientist in the room.
You know, right? The bad thing about it is, though, there's a theory that pinky is really the smart one and the brain's the insane one.
So. Oh, yeah, totally. Totally. That's why it all works out.
Listen. We all know who the crazy one is.
And a maniac.
We all know who the crazy one is. Yeah. The
yep.
scientist that leaves at night and leaves you through alone to your debauchery.
Well, this is over what our next few shows are going to be about. So, are we having the stash this week?
Yes. Wednesday we'll be doing the stash. See
tomorrow.
Friday.
Yep.
Oh yeah, tomorrow. Shit. Yeah, tomorrow we'll be doing the stash, guys. Friday, are we doing a show, guys? Or are we waiting until?
I don't know if I can. I'll have to tell you on Thursday because I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. Just let me know, and we'll figure it out.
For me, actually.
I got to thinking September 2nd will be the 3-year anniversary, guys. So that's not this week, but the next week. So we still got another week before the anniversary. So.
Okay, well, let's maybe plan for the next week, because I don't know what's going on. So maybe next week,
sounds
the
good.
Anniversary show? Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds good to me, guys. All right.
I'm down.
And then we'll do an episode of Advice on Monday. And, I think it'd be good.
We'll be back on.
Well,
and
damn, dude. Oh, I just realized I wrote 3 ads right now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what the hell? I'm taking over the end of the show. Fuck it.
No.
It is now the Dakota show. Okay, no, I randomly wrote 3
show.
Ads. You see. Not
into
the opposite sex. Not into the opposite sex. That's okay. Shop Gavon today. Ladies, want to go all the way and order sperm offline? Have no worries. Shop Ballmart.com now. And last but not least, sick of getting arrested over your bait? That will never happen down at Rob Kelly's Tackle. So remember, go to R. Kelly. Don't do jailbait. God damn, I need to learn how to read my own handwriting. All right. Anyways, that's the ad of this week.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah. Bing, bing, bing.
That was rough. That was
you leave me alone.
The show like that.
I've been at work
no,
all day dealing with A.O.s.
They
were funny last
hey,
night when
hey,
I was.
You guys want to hear a good joke that I used to tell when I did my stand-up comedy?
Do it.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, as you guys know, I'm in my 40s now, which is fucking crazy, right? I mean, first of all, I don't dress the part. If you ever saw me, you'd think I was like 26 or some shit. Dakota knows what I'm talking about. We all have that youthful exuberance, right? Problem
true
is...
True that.
Wait, I'm trying to remember my joke. Oh, so in 43 years, I've learned a lot about relationships and love and things of that nature, which is one of those big things that everybody always asks. Like, they don't, you know, how am I in a relationship for 8 years, happy, married? You know what I mean? Like, how do you accomplish that? Tell you what, there's a very fine line that separates being a stalker and being a hopeless romantic. And that line is called success. like every romantic comedy, they're all creepers. They're all like, you just have to be creepy till you score, dude. Just be creepy till you score. You'll get married. You'll be happy. But you got to be a weirdo, man.
This is what we need.
Trying to get that pussy. I don't know. I'm drunk. That's why I called in tonight, guys. Obviously, I'm drinking. And I'm having a good old time. I didn't even take over the fucking show. And also,
yeah, you're
like,
good,
I
bro.
Hope you get a bigger laugh. It's all good, man. At least I'm not doing poppers.
Brother,
you remember why I did poppers? I said the N-word.
I know.
Which time?
I was like,
oh, shit,
R.
I forgot
Kelly.
He said the N-word.
Let me tell you about R. Kelly. I started saying the N-word and shit. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, he said the N-word that night.
Oh, yeah, many
I
times.
Did.
Like, HR,
we were
HR.
Talking about R. Kelly and shit. But we were talking about R. Kelly and rapists and shit. To be fair, it's okay to drop the N-bomb when you're talking about a rapist. I don't think you should ever say the N-word, dude. It's a terrible word. It carries too much power. It should be deleted from the vocabulary. But when you talk about R. fucking Kelly, when you talk about R. Kelly, that N-word deserves what he got.
All right, guys, we got like 2 minutes. We got like 2 minutes left.
Anyways, I would like to take the time to say that we have a Facebook page called Ask the Boss. If you have any questions, please reach out there. Send the questions. I promise next time I'll rein them in a little bit more.
I'm way too high for this.
But as of right now, you know, get what you get. Sunday we'll be having a show, and this is where Dakota always tells us his famous
line. Straight face.
Thanks for having me on your show. Sorry I took over a little bit. I'm drinking, you know, I'm just talking. I can't help it.
Shane,
take over your show. I love
what's
you.
The most important? Lacey what's is, the most important part of all the shows? Remember to always what?
Roast
the world. Why?
Because
the world needs roasted.
You're gosh darn right. Jeepers.
Bye, guys.